So I didn't consult Autumn on how I was going to introduce her. But hopefully I will be, I'll just be very brief, and I'll just say, many of you know Autumn Vogel. She is one of a group of people, and I'd say a leader among that group of people, who make Meadville such a good place to live. There are a number of others of you in this congregation here this morning who are like that. And I'm just so grateful that she is here as part of our community, and so that you're here with us today, but also in the bigger part of the many places that she shows up in Meadville and shows up with her full heart. And I also just want to say that, as you may or may not know, it's an unpaid announcement, that Autumn's directing a show at the Meadville Community Theater, which is coming up, opening on Friday. So for her to be here with us during this week, right before our show opens, is really something amazing. So, Autumn, thank you.
Thank you, Josh. The gratitude is mutual. Thank you so much for having me. Last week, I joined in part to support my friend Mary, who is speaking, and in part because I was being neurotic and I wanted to know what was going to be expected of me when I came this week. And my partner said, "Oh, it's good that you're going. You're always happy when you go to the UU Church." And I thought, I'm glad that you see that in me. And so thank you. The Unitarian Church does something for me too, and I plan to be back more. But I thank you so much for inviting me to share with you today. Josh, I was very pleased to get the invitation. Inviting neighbors in here to share and the kind of practice of learning from one another, I've learned in preparing for this, seems to be a longstanding tradition here in this church, and I think that that is a really, really beautiful thing. And in a lot of ways, it's a lovely distillation of life and community, of just learning from what each other has to offer. And I'm sincerely grateful to be part of that. I was invited to talk to you today about anything I wanted. Of all the things I would gladly jump on a soapbox to share, today I'm focusing on theater because, as Josh said, that's the world that I'm in right now. Living and breathing it for at least the next few weeks as we've got a show that's going up. And in particular, I want to focus on the power of theater and the power of what it means to be part of theater, to practice theater. I think often we think about, and for me, I'll talk more about that too, we think about the power of kind of the story and that product of theater, but like the process is what I'll dwell on a bit today and what it means to me. It's self-indulgent to be here because I am, it's niche, it's specific, and it's because I've got the show coming up. But I do invite you to find parallels in your own creative pursuits, your own ways of being, your own practices that you're involved in. Again, I am mired in theater right now, directing a show at Meadville Community Theater that goes up this weekend. The show is Stall, written by local author and playwright Brenna Thumler, who I think is probably familiar to some folks in this church. The play takes place in a girls' college dormitory bathroom and centers on a high-achieving student and her imaginary frenemy, her personified eating disorder. It sounds heavy, and it is at times, but on the whole, it is ridiculous and funny, and I hope that you will come to see it. But the way in which I've tried to approach this show, and that's brought me lots of joy, is as a celebration of local creatives and a shared project that we get to make together. Right? It's written by someone local, and I've had the great pleasure and fortune to be part of local community theater shows that were written by local people. Some of the music is written by local people. And then it's all local folks that kind of put their time, talent, energies, and passions together to make something. And it's a really beautiful shared experience. And we've had an incredible team on this particular production assemble on stage and off of it, creating characters, set pieces, costumes, lighting, bringing a whole world to life. The actors all play students at an art school. But none of the actors themselves are artists, are visual artists, to say. So one night we rehearsed at the French Creek Arts Collective, and each actor was paired with a local artist who practiced that medium so that they could learn through making a shared piece together. And it was a very special night to just get to feel and practice art making together. And I think that I'm arriving at this place of a deepening appreciation for the process of theater. After a long while of just participating in theater, maybe a little less thoughtfully, I've done theater since middle school and have always, it's always been a part of my life. I was so excited when Sharon sent over her full repertoire, all the songs that she knows, which is a very long list. And so many of them were musical theater songs that I was like, oh my gosh, my grandma had these records, and we would listen on her giant record player. We would listen to Rodgers and Hammerstein, and we'd listen to Sondheim. And anyway, so it was very, I was like, oh yes, this is perfect. So great assembly, Sharon. And I could have danced all night. I was playing it very cool up here for you all. But it's great to hear. So theater has always been part of my life. And in fact, it's part of how I ended up here in Meadville. I was touring Allegheny College the fall of my junior year, like in 2009 or something like that. And at the time, we were doing Alice in Wonderland. It was our high school fall play. There was a line in the show, "How is a raven like a writing desk?" And we'd pose the question to each other repeatedly as a running joke and probably in the way annoying high school theater kids do. But there was never an accompanying answer. We would just throw it out there because the answer wasn't in the show. After my tour of the college, I stopped in the bathroom at the campus center, the one on the first floor by Schaefer Auditorium, and there, scribbled on the door of the stall, the one stall out of like a dozen that I chose to go into to relieve myself, was written, "How is a raven like a writing desk?" And another student had written, presumably a student, I don't know, but someone else had written, "Because they both produce flat notes." So anyway, the joke isn't great, but fate had decided and my choice was made. And it was this kind of beautiful answering to a call that for me, you know, I'm like 17, I was like, this is it. This is where I will live my life. No, it's where I decided to go to 4 years of college. And I continued doing theater in college. It's how I met my partner. And I lived in the Student Experimental Theater House, did my senior comp on theater, the effects of activist theater and willingness to engage in collective action, where I measured audience members' likeliness to engage in some form of social action before and after viewing a social justice theater piece. It's very serious. And so for most of my life, my theater experiences were about product, right? It was we'd practice in service of putting something on the stage for an audience who was probably judging us. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't, maybe they were entertained, right? But it was about that kind of culminating piece where there was an audience, there was a viewer. And that senior comprehensive project too, right? I examined the audience's experience and reaction to a show, to an end product, rather than looking at what that process did for those involved in creating it. And I think that that's kind of the shift that I'm feeling myself make in this time now. So that's where you find me today, May 31st, 2026. With a far deeper appreciation for theater as a process of making and of making together. A friend and mentor of mine, Beth Watkins, whom I've had the great pleasure of working with several times now on different community theater shows, once said offhandedly in a rehearsal, I think it was a Light in Odd Spaces rehearsal, I don't know if you guys remember this, she said, "What better way to spend your life than in play practice?" And it's quite possible, if you know Beth, that she was being cheeky. But the idea stuck with me, right? That idea of the practice as the art form, right? Just being there, being fully immersed, being in practice. After our rehearsal process for that show ended, I took up yoga. In yoga, I found commonalities with the theater practice that I had come to value a lot. right? Presence in mind and body, and practice over perfection, just the idea of practicing and of being. Even just being sitting in silent meditation in this room for a few minutes, just moments ago, right? That idea of just of being and being present. In another conversation with Beth in preparation for the show I'm working on, she said yet another sticky thing. She described the role of the director as the lead collaborator. And that really resonated with me in another way, right? One of the hats that I wear, or rings, someone recently referred to them as rings, because you don't like take them off to put another one on, right? You like can wear many rings at a time. We've got these identities. Anyway, one of the rings that I wear is that of an organizer, I fancy myself. I've had the chance to organize a few city council races as well as some other campaigns and efforts. And here, too, I've found so many parallels and crossovers in theater. The idea of working on a shared project towards a shared vision, of each contributor having their unique role to play that contributes to the broader whole. That descriptor that Beth gave made me feel confident to direct the show. It's kind of gave me a little confidence to do this thing. And indeed, I had organized before, so it felt like it was kind of drawing upon an experience that I had and something I felt maybe a little more confident doing. But that framework, too, has encouraged me to see this process differently than I'm currently engaged in. To learn from it and to kind of pull from it, to be mindful of the clarity of the delegation of work, the roles that people play, and the creativity that folks bring and that we're able to kind of unlock together. That's commonplace in theater, right? That's what you do. It's kind of part of the beautiful process, but can be so easily overlooked in other places, right? Like those aren't necessarily lessons that we see emerge, and it's certainly not a lesson that I see playing out so much in the kind of space of community organizing. And so here, too, I continue to learn and draw lots of lessons from this experience that I'm engaged in right now. There's also learning that I'm taking from the kind of big tent of theater. It's one of the few spaces left, at least that I'm experiencing, where I get to work alongside people who are not like me, who didn't self-select to kind of co-mingle in the same community spaces that I choose to frequent. The same book clubs, the same social gatherings, right? Like sometimes it kind of starts to feel like there are 12 people in this town because you see the same ones over and over again, and it feels really small. And then there's some experiences, for me it's been community theater, where there are other people here. They come out of the woodwork because they wanted to do this production they'd never heard of, or they are really into Shakespeare and they live in Guy's Mills, and who knew, right? But it's a really beautiful thing. And through theater, I still get to meet new people in this small town. And we get to work on something together. What's more, we get to build a thing and we get to make it ours. It depends on us. It relies on us to kind of bring it into being. And at a time when it feels like very little around us, very little in our society is within our control, when power has been concentrated, kind of removed from us and from our sphere of influence, it's really nice to build something together with other people that is ours, that we own, that we can shape, that we can bring into being. And to do that with people we didn't know before, right? But we can kind of have a shared project together. I think that there's more spaces in our lives where we can apply this lesson, but it's very nice to learn it in theater, where that's kind of, again, that's part and parcel with the project. And lastly, I'd like to end on a note of deep, heartfelt gratitude to the Meadville Theater community. While kind of theater and Allegheny was maybe part of what brought me here, it is the rich and vibrant community theater scene that's a large part of why I stay. I think my life here in this place is a good one. I have the immense fortune of living a good life here. It's one that's full of original plays and puppets and crankies and Shakespeare and creative people who share their time and talent, many of whom who have done so for decades, and many of them are in this room right now too. So to all of the folks who have tilled the soil that has given way to this colorful, vibrant, lively garden that is Meville's theater scene, thank you. It's a beautiful harvest that we get to do. Thank you so much for having me.